All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Unfortunately for the Los Angeles Dodgers, their streak continues. The Dodgers have not won or made the World Series since 1988. Third consecutive year that the Dodgers have made the postseason, and it is the third consecutive year that they're going home with heartbreak. You go back to the 2013 NLCS, and the Dodgers fell to the St. Louis Cardinals in six games. You go back to 2014 NLDS, and the Cardinals got past the Dodgers in four games. This time, it was the New York Mets, and this was a back-and-forth series, which resulted in the Metropolitans getting past the Dodgers in five games. Now, you look at this club, and they are led by manager Don Mattingly, and he's finished five seasons as the skipper for the Blue out there in Los Angeles. He has a record of 446 and 363 in the regular season, while he is just 8-11 in the postseason. And you look at the fact that LA is a big time market, along with the fact that there are certain expectations that have been attached to this team, especially due to the fact that the Dodgers had a payroll that exceeded $300 million this season. So the expectations for this team are through the roof, but let's be a little bit more realistic with this team. You know, there was money spent on salaries, but it's a lot of money that's being spent for guys who are really not contributing, a la outfielder Carl Crawford. I look at this team like this. The Dodgers are an organization in influx. You bring in former Tampa Bay Rays general manager Andrew Friedman to be your new president of baseball operations in 2015. You bring in Farhan Zaidi from the Oakland Athletics to be your general manager. And there was a philosophical switch that went down with this club this year. I look at a guy like Mattingly. He was a holdover from the Ned Coletti time. Ned Coletti left his post, or he was asked to leave his post as the Dodgers general manager last year, and he has been more of a consultant for LA this year. They went out and spent money. Some of it was good money spent. Some of it was bad money spent. But you look at this Dodgers club, and there are still plenty of answers around them. I mean, Zach Greinke, he has the opportunity to opt out of his deal with the Dodgers. He still has 3 years left on his contract, and you're talking about a guy that's going to earn $77 million over the next 3 years, but he still has the option to opt out and get an even longer-term deal than that. And if Greinke were to opt out, he would be a very hot commodity for the any Major League Baseball team that is looking to contend in 2016. But at the same time, he's set to make $26 million next season, and that would be a lot for one guy to pass up. You have Clayton Kershaw, who will be back. He's scheduled to make over $34 million himself, along with first baseman Adrian Gonzalez, who is scheduled to make over $21 million. The Dodgers would love to move the contract of outfielder Carl Crawford. He's still on the books through 2017, and he's still owed over $42 million. And again, you talk about a guy that really has not been contributing. He spent more time on the disabled list than he has actually competing. You look at a guy like Yasiel Puig. He started off so hot and so fast a few years ago. It was all about Puig mania, and this guy has really fizzled out. And unfortunately for the Dodgers, he has too many instances where he simply appears to just not care. But the Dodgers lacked depth in their starting rotation this year, and that's what really hurt them in this series. Because once you got past Greinke and Kershaw, the Dodgers really did not have a lot going on in their starting rotation. Hyunjin Ryu was supposed to be that guy this year, but he had to undergo surgery. He missed the entire year, and LA is hopeful that he can return next year. But this is a Dodgers club that needs depth in their rotation. If Greinke opts out, the Dodgers have to meet his price. They cannot afford to lose Greinke, because honestly, the Dodgers are a team that needs to get another pitcher besides Greinke. So you need Greinke, you need Kershaw, you're hopeful that Ryu can come back next season. And if the Dodgers want to go out there and spend the money, I would not be surprised to see them in the market to obtain current Toronto Blue Jays starting pitcher David Price, who is scheduled to be a free agent this offseason. Another important decision that the Dodgers have to make is second baseman Howie Kendrick. He's 31 years old. They acquired him over the last offseason from the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, and he's scheduled to be a free agent. He was a big contributor for the Dodgers during the NLDS, albeit it was in a losing effort. But this Dodgers club, they're trying to be more like the San Francisco Giants. They're trying to keep up with the Joneses, being that the Giants have won the World Series in 3 out of the last 5 years, or now 6 years. But the thing is, you got to go out there and you got to put talent on the field. You look at a guy like Justin Turner, who is only making $2.5 million this year. He's up for arbitration. More than likely, him and the Dodgers are going to come to an agreement, because you saw how vital he was for this team this season, and he was not expected to be that guy. But sometimes that's the way that it rolls. I would not be surprised if the Dodgers did not bring back Don Mattingly, though, as their manager. Mattingly is in his fifth season. He has a sharp baseball mind. But you know what? Sometimes you just have to wonder, is this team simply tuning him out? You look at in their last game in Game 5 of the LDS, as they lost to the Mets, and there was a heated exchange between Mattingly and outfielder Andre Ethier in the dugout in the middle innings of that game. And as I was watching it, I said to myself, you know what? The momentum might have shifted in this game because of that one incident right there. So it would not surprise me in any way, shape, or form to not see Mattingly back with the Dodgers next season. I mean, again, he's had a winning record every year there. He's gotten them to the postseason, and he's dealt with a lot. But unfortunately, out there in LA, with all of the money that's being spent, they want to see a winner. But at the same time, they have to be realistic. This Dodgers club is very, very flawed. So you just have to ask yourselves, if you're the Dodgers, are you going to try to add on to this, or are you going to try to rebuild? And at the same time, the Dodgers need to be active at the upcoming winter meetings for Major League Baseball, because they have to try to dump some of the salary. But I doubt that you're going to see a team out there willing to take the contract of Carl Crawford, especially since he's so injured, because you're looking at his Dodgers club already for next season, and they have $170 million committed to contracts. So right off the bat, you know they're going to be over the luxury tax next season. A guy like Andre Ethier, he's 33 years old, and he's also due $18 million next season. He's on the books through 2018. If the Dodgers try to move him, would somebody actually be willing to take that contract? I don't know. So right now, you look at the Dodgers, and this is a team that is in influx big time, because the landscape of Major League Baseball is changing. You look at 3 of the 4 remaining teams in Major League Baseball in the postseason this October, and they're doing it primarily with homegrown talent. The Dodgers organization has always been at the forefront of developing their guys. They still do that. But I think they went a little overboard a few years ago in free agency once there was an ownership change. Now there's a philosophical change throughout the organization. But I think I'm going to see them build this team around a guy like Corey Seager at short. Also build it around Jock Peterson and Kike Hernandez out there in the outfield. And you still have that veteran presence at first base in Adrian Gonzalez. So I think there are going to be some moves made for this Dodgers club. It's going to be very interesting, though, to see how the Dodgers look once they take the baseball diamond in 2016. So, folks, that is just going to about wrap it up. And I want to thank you once again for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the day's action from week 6 in the National Football League. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.